This is what they call slightly irregular.
Fran.
Yeah, honey?
Fran, does it show yet?
Wait a second. What are you talking about? Just watch out.
That'll be 16 next week.
Oh, honey. Gee, I felt just like my mother when I told her I lost my Virgin Airline tickets.
Well, did they give you another one?
Oh, no, honey. When you lose that ticket, it's non-refundable.
Unless you get engaged to Prince Charles and then it miraculously reappears.
Oh, Maggie, we gotta plan something special for your sweet 16. You know, with my panache and your father's checkbook, we could be two chicks in Aruba. That's all we could be.
Well, Dad isn't saying anything about my party. Hmm. All he does is pinch my cheek and call me his almost grown-up little girl with this lame grin.
There she is, my almost grown-up little girl.
Oh, I can't believe how big you've gotten already.
You know, it only seems like yesterday I was putting you on Mr. Potty.
Dad, you're making me vomit.
Do you remember our favorite game? Here comes Mr. Snake. Ooh, hello.
That's funny. That was my ex-boyfriend Danny's favorite game, too.
No, Dad, for Tiffany's sweet 16, her dad flew all of her friends to South Africa, and he even got Whitney Houston to sing.
Okay, if Maggie gets a sweet 16, I'd like a bar mitzvah.
Brighton, you're not Jewish.
You know, a sizable donation to Temple Emmanuel could take care of that.
All right, let's go, Grace.
All right, Margaret, how does this sound for your sweet 16? World famous, exquisitely decorated, visited by royalty.
Leonard's of Great Neck? Oh, they make a shrimp scampi made out of scrod. Mwah.
Miss Fine, what royalty would you see at Leonard's of Great Neck?
Well, excuse me. At my cousin Merrill's wedding, the ballroom right next door, Prince Machiavelli convention. Who looks stupid now?
Margaret, I have booked the solarium at the Guggenheim Museum. Gloria Vanderbilt just had a big party there. Bobby Short played the piano. Yeah, I think I might be able to pull a few strings. You like Itzhak Perlman? Let's just hope he's in town.
Fran, what are the odds of me dying in my sleep tonight?
Not good enough.
My party's gonna be so boring and stuffy. All my friends are gonna hate it.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. No one will come.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan.
The flashy girl from Flushing.
Well, what do they say?
The sweet 16 is all set at the Guggenheim. The curator and I were in the same sorority.
Delta Felta Guy.
Cece, you are amazing. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, Maxwell, stop. You know I adore the children like they were my very own. Especially... you know, the big one.
Okay, now remember, honey, be strong, we gotta stick together. He can't say no to the both of us. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Sheffield, we have something that we want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. We who?
Well, me. Oh, boy, I took that kid too well. Now, don't get offended. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
You don't like the new curtains in your room. Fine, we'll replace them.
All right.
Now what?
Well, there is one other thing, you know, besides the wallpaper. Maggie hates the Guggenheim. You're going to have to cancel. Bye.
What are you talking about? The Guggenheim's a perfect place for the party. Just picture it. Margaret coming down that grand foyer, long white gloves, pink satin gown.
Well, while Kathy adores a minuet, a ballet russe, and crepe Suzette, our Patty likes to rock and roll.
So you're saying I have to come up with another idea, hmm?
Oh, well, you're so close. Actually, I have to come up with another idea. She wants me to take over from here.
Maxwell, I bent over backwards to get the museum.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
All right, Miss Fine, let's just cut to the chase, shall we? Where have you already decided to have my daughter's party?
Tanta Frida's.
What on earth is a Tanta Frito?
Not Frito, Frida. My father's sister owns a nightclub in Queens.
Oh, well, that sounds dreadful, Miss Fine.
No, actually, it's gorgeous. It used to be a restaurant, but it went out of business. Whose bright idea was to open up a Tony Roma's in a Hasidic neighborhood? Oh, no. Oh, boy, does this bring back memories. I used to hang out at this bar wearing really short skirts and big teased up hair and way too much makeup on. Eh, well, times change. Oh, boy, I would have given anything to have my Sweet 16 party here.
Why? I mean, why didn't you?
Because my mother wouldn't let me. She and Frida had a big fight, and they haven't talked since 1979.
Oh, that must be awful.
Oh, it's destroying them. They both gained 40 pounds, and they can't even rub it in each other's faces. Hello? Watch this. Health inspector!
Just one moment!
Here you go.
Franny, it's you!
I am Frida.
You must be Maggie. You're too thin. So how's your father?
Oh, he's great. So's Ma.
Oh, she's still alive?
Be nice. Maggie, you know, Aunt Frida's a celebrity. She once sang on Merv Griffin's show.
Don't embarrass me. Twice. Now I work here. When you're a woman alone, you gotta earn a living.
Frida buried four husbands. The perpetual care alone is enough to choke a horse.
At least I got them all in one plot. So holy days, I'm in, I'm out. So talk to me. You like?
Fran, let's not completely rule out the Guggenheim, okay?
Oh, honey, I think I can help you visualize. I once worked here one summer when I was 15.
Shh! I'll lose my license.
Frida, if you didn't lose your license for water bugs that could double as bouncers.
Oh, now I get it. This is like one of those discos. My party can be retro. Hey, Fran, maybe we can even dress up like they did in the olden days.
Yeah!
Did you save your stuff?
No, when I transferred from the Pinta to the Santa Maria, they lost my luggage.
Here's a menu so you can plan.
Oh. Oh, you don't have the Tony Manero marinara no more?
No. Now it's the egg marinaro marinara. Damn butterflies.
Fran, if your mother and your aunt don't get along, won't she be upset you're planning a party here?
Oh, honey, your Sweet 16 has nothing to do with my mother. What could she possibly be upset about?
Let me go!
Well, then who gave me these stars so I can shoot them?
How could you do this to me?
Ma, you have nothing to do with this.
I have nothing to do with my daughter's boss's daughter's Sweet 16? Fran, if you have the party at Frida's, I am not going.
good, Ma, because you are not invited.
Not invited? You hear this, Morty? I'm not invited. Your sister got me blackballed like she did at Hadassah.
Rita didn't get you blackballed. They threw you out of Hadassah because you donated cakes with half the frosting licked off.
I felt lightheaded in the car. She has turned you against me. I don't want to know from that woman. Is she bigger than me?
This isn't about you and Frida. It's about Maggie. It's her party, and it's all about her.
Friend.
Butt out, honey. Now, this stupid fight has already ruined my graduation because I couldn't have it at Frida's.
And it was still lovely. We had it al dente.
That means outdoors.
Friend, that sounds sort of nice.
Oh, yeah? We had it on Grandma Yetta's roof of her old building. Middle of June, 114 degrees.
People stayed all night.
That's because they were stuck to the tar.
Friend, I really want my party at Frida's, but not if it's going to come between you and your mom.
Oh, I feel terrible. I'm being so selfish.
Yeah, well.
You're only 16 once. Hmm? Never mind me. Have the party wherever you want.
Oh, Ma, you're just saying that to try and make me feel guilty.
I'm not trying to make you feel anything. Feel this. Is this a lump here?
Did you pick up Miss Margaret's present for Mr. Sheffield?
No, I spent the entire day driving around Greenwich, Connecticut, looking for that damn jewelry store.
Oh, did I say Greenwich, Connecticut? I meant Greenwich Village.
That's 10 minutes away, you boob.
Well, you'd better hurry before they close.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why that stupid store doesn't deliver.
Oh, they do. Oh, dear, I wonder if I can catch her. Oh, Miss Pound. Oh. Miss Pound.
Oh, Niles. I'm going to have to tell Mr. Sheffield I'm backing out of the party. It's turning out to be a real disaster.
Oh, what's the matter? Can't get the 10-foot hero through the door?
You know, Niles, if you're not part of the solution, you're my mother. No, I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet and tell him the truth.
Miss Fine!
Burnt down? Frida, what are we gonna do about Maggie's party? Well, I guess I'll just have to see if Mr. Sheffield... Damn call waiting so loud.
I want the truth, and you have exactly 5 seconds.
Maggie wants to have it at Aunt Frida's, and Aunt Frida said the mom can't come, and Ma said if I have it there, she'll never talk to me again. Oh, you're growing your hair long. It's very sexy.
Miss Fine!
All right, all right. If you'll just remain calm, I will answer all of your questions.
How did your mother get mixed up in his daughter's sweet 16?
I said I would answer all of his questions.
All right. If we can't have the party there, then what do you propose we do, hmm?
Well, I was thinking about the Guggenheim.
What? It's gone. I just canceled it.
Oh, well, what'd you do that for? It sounded so lovely with the grand foyer, long white gloves, pink satin gowns. What are you looking for?
The murder confession I wrote the night I hired you. Margaret has her heart set on... Tanta fajitas, so you better bloody well make it happen.
Hello. Wow. Get a load of this joint. If I knew it was so fancy, I would have slipped on the stairs outside.
Amrita, you're late. Where have you been? I wanted to talk to you before she gets here.
Who?
Hi!
What is she doing here?
She She invited me. You're not welcome here. Fine, I'm leaving.
Sit down. That's good, girls. No treats until I tell you. First, we're gonna talk.
You wanna talk? Fine. I'll be the bigger person. Drop dead.
Cook for me and I will. Your father was the first bulimic in Flushing.
Hey. Ooh. Now, I want to find out how this whole feud got started.
Well, it was,
lots of things.
Plenty stuff.
You know, I don't believe you two yentas. You don't even remember. What happened? You were both so close. Do you remember at that wedding when your Darnell Wiglet caught on fire from Uncle Zev's cigar? Who was the one that poured the celery dish on your head?
It was an emergency. Anybody would have done the same.
And do you remember at little Irvy's bar mitzvah when there was only one end cut of prime rib left? Who took the middle?
I know how she loves it, and it didn't mean that much to me.
Oh, Frida, she's right. Have the party with my blessing.
And you'll come and you'll dance?
Oh, you lost so much weight.
Oh, now you see, this is the way it should be. Hugging, not trying to screw each other out of Grandma Fine's pearls.
She took my mother's pearls? I have to sleep with her son.
Chocolate sauce.
Well, Miss Fine, you certainly seem to have outdone yourself this time.
Thank you.
So, what do you got planned for later? Going to raffle off a Ford Granada?
Very funny. Why don't you just admit that this place is fabulous?
What's that on the bar?
Where? Milk Dud. Gee, I hope Aunt Frida took the vending machines out of the bathrooms.
What vending machines?
Daddy, can I have a dollar? You can buy balloons in the bathroom.
Oh, honey. Go buggy.
So who does your hair? I wish I could get that height.
Oh, please. I wish I had your voice. I swear, I close my eyes, it's Julie Budd.
Oh, wait, Frida. Look at her. Why didn't you say something?
Oh. Well. Now I remember. That's what started all this. We were at Irwin and Cookie's 25th. I'm on the dance floor doing the alley cat with my tush hanging out for the whole world to see. And she didn't say one word.
What do you want from me? I'm oblivious sometimes.
Sometimes?
You are so focused on your rear. Meanwhile, you got two watermelons for sale.
You're jealous, because I worked on Broadway.
And who could forget your big line? Goobers or Raisinets?
Oh, good night. Calm down.
Yeah.
Miss Fine. Oh, Miss Fine.
Oh, I see you found the camera.
Miss Fine, what happened?
Why do you always think something happened?
Lovely party.
I am gone 2 seconds and bedlam erupts.
Maxwell.
She started it, sir.
I wanted this to be perfect, and just look what you've done. Go ahead. Go ahead, look at this mess.
Oh, I know. Bad nanny, bad nanny. I'm sorry, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, save it, Miss Fine. It's not me you should be apologizing to. It's Margaret. She's the one whose party you've ruined.
Fran, we were all having such a wonderful time, but who's the idiot who turned on the lights?
Do you know Mr. Sheffield?
No, I went to get the camera.
Aunt Frida, hit the breaker.
Fran, all my friends say that this is the best party ever. Thank you so much for being so cool. And Dad, well, thanks for paying for it.
Now, Miss Fine. Miss Fine, remember who signs your check?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I'm not gonna hit you with this. Take out! Friends?
No. All right, friends.
Come here.